Phil Hofstetter is currently the vice president at Norton Sound Health Corporation. He's been in healthcare for 25 years, 20 of those in Nome. He's 45 years old. As PMC's new CEO, he will be leading a staff of around 116 employees in an outpatient clinic, long-term care wing, therapy department, lab, and emergency room. In Nome, Hofstetter leads 37 departments and says he expects his managers to be collaborative.
I always lead by example, but collaboration and teamwork is definitely at the core element of the expectation of managers. I do not micromanage, but I also hold managers accountable for what they're supposed to do. So you have to have a balance of both.
Hofstetter was speaking during a question and answer session with the public when he and other CEO finalists visited Petersburg recently. Hofstetter has his master's and doctorates in audiology and says he grew into leadership positions while the Nome Hospital was being rebuilt from 2010 to 2012.
I kind of grew into administration. It's not something I went to school for. It is definitely not something I thought I would go into. But we had an old facility in Nome, and we had a new facility that was being built. And that transition, going from old to new, I was heavily involved, and I ended up going into leadership positions because of need.
One of the biggest challenges facing the new CEO will be whether to remodel or replace Petersburg's aging medical center building. After touring the local hospital, Hofstetter says the life expectancy of the facility will soon be reaching a crisis point.
This gives me a little PTSD, I have to say, because I've gone through this with an old facility into a new facility. And I can tell you, you don't want to wait to crisis point. You know, you don't want to wait to shut down, because then really the funding will go away. So it is something, it's a tough conversation as a community you're going to have, whether to remodel or whether to build.
Hofstetter is a licensed long-term care nursing home administrator. He supports in-home care because he says it can be traumatic when someone moves into a nursing home.
It's not a reflection on the facility. It's just really hard to uproot and take somebody out of their home and put them in an unknown environment. And so home health, to me, is, you know, what we're trying to look at is a way that we can adopt a long-term care staffing model and not necessarily get the accreditation or CMS regulation of home health, but make it part of a continuum of care, you know, using, say, maybe existing staffing like CNAs or something along those lines. Trying different models of and approaches of using either a home visit program or something where you have home health CNAs in the home helping families.
Hofstetter also has experience with sexual assault response teams. He oversees Nome's SART team as the administrator of hospital services. He says the nurses there work with law enforcement and tribal groups and conduct most of the SART work at an off-site facility. Hofstetter is a self-proclaimed hard worker, but when he's not working, he's no couch potato. In the past decade, he has competed in several extreme cross-country bicycle races. He's crossed the state of Alaska several times on a fat tire bike in the 1,000-mile Iditarod Trail Invitational. He has won the race twice and placed fifth this year. He says he loves to support his wife, who is a singer, songwriter, and artist. After meeting her, he says he learned to play the mandolin.
Now we play music often. I love playing mandolin with her.
Hofstetter will be replacing current CEO Liz Woodyard, who is retiring at the end of June. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.